Okay, Chevra, what we're talking about today is a difficult and sensitive topic. The question is contemporary issues of Avodah Zarah. Now, contemporary issues of Avodah Zarah in our Western world involve the status of Christianity. These are not the only shailas of Avodah Zarah that will come up. We happen to live in a world where there is a tremendous culture of taking vacations. And as such, over the last few years, have been getting lots of shailas about, I'm going on vacation to this and this East Asian country, can I do X, Y, and Z? And you have to actually look into the metzias of what it is that they want to do, the type of temple, etc. Not so pashat. There was a large, serious Avodah Zarah shaila a number of years ago in terms of the sheitlach that came from a certain temple in India. There are real Avodah Zarah shailas that do come up in issues other than Christianity, but for our purposes today, we'll be focusing on Christianity specifically. Now, the question that we talk about is a question that really, on a certain level, troubles many people. We live in a world where equality is not just a mitzvah, but for many people, equality is the only mitzvah. And many people are exceedingly disturbed. And we have to be honest, and they're disturbed on a certain level for the right reasons. They say, listen, you know, how can it be that Judaism feels that people who we know to be good, moral, wonderful people, how can we apply these awful labels to them called Avodah Zarah? And that's a very serious question. And Lamaisa, this issue is not a new issue. From the time of the Rishonim, people were bothered by these types of questions, that we live among people who are moral upright, who we genuinely respect and genuinely should respect. And the label of Avodah Zarah is a harsh label. So, Mitzad Echad, it's a question because it goes against our notion of equality. Mi'idach, there is a correct Torah approach that Avodah Zarah is the most vile thing. Think about the terms that the Torah uses to describe Avodah Zarah. Shaket tishaktsenu v'sa'ev tisa'avenu. Shaket, disgusting, no? Shikutsehem and gilulehem. Gilulehem means disgusting in the sense of like a waste product. This is the Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg in the Sefer Haksava Kabbalah points out that our attitude toward Avodah Zarah should be that it's disgusting and not to find anything nice, anything favorable, etc. within Avodah Zarah. In the packet, which you probably don't have in front of you, I give you a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. It's Egus Moshe Chelak Gimel Simen Kuf Chav Tes. Moshe discusses going to museums, or to church museums in particular, to look at Christian artwork. And Rav Moshe answers it. Rav Moshe says that you're not allowed to go. And he writes, Levad ha'iser davar hashchasahu be'emuna u'bedeyos sheyiyya ratzon leilech l'sham. In some ways it's like a hashchasa if we want to see this type of artwork. Because our attitude should be that Avodah Zarah is disgusting. Now, a few years ago when I gave the shiur here, one of the fellows in the Smicha program at that time had a very fine sense of art, and he was bothered. Like, doesn't this take away our ability to appreciate some of the finest works of art in the world? That's not something to take lightly, but if the halacha is that it's asr, the halacha is that it's asr, not only is it asr l'cha'ora because of degrees or dimensions of potential worship, but it could be that it's usher also because the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Nun has a sugya of Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim, right? Al Tifanu Keal Mida'atchem, right? Meaning that we're not allowed to even give any chashivas at all to to Avodah Zarah artworks, etc. I have to admit, people often go and they want to travel to Rome. It seems to me, first of all, if you want to go on vacation, there are better places to go than Rome. But sometimes a person has a cheshek, the person wants to appreciate it. I understand it. But it's not a pashut matter at all to go into the Sistine Chapel. Right? Michelangelo, Rav Cook said about him that he had a certain koyach, almost like nevuah, when he put together works of art. That doesn't mean it's mutter to look at his Christian works. The Sistine Chapel is certainly there to evoke feelings of Christianity, feelings, and our attitude has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he is a Keal Kana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a jealous God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to give any chashivas at all, any appreciation at all for other forms of worship. Again, we'll have to speak about the details whether Christianity actually qualifies as Avodah Zarah. This is all Hakdama. The last piece of Hakdama that I'd like to mention is actually relevant for Purim. Rav Huttner is kind of famous on Purim. And Rav Huttner's first Maimer in Pachad Yitzchak on Purim, the first Maimer speaks about what Leitzonos is. I remember one year in Rav Shechter's house, Purim night, so Rav Shechter turns around to all the guys and he says, so tell me, does anyone have any good Torah about Purim, etc., any Leitzonos? So Rabbi Daniel Feldman is there, says, oh, Leitzonos, Rav Huttner's first piece is about Leitzonos. So Rav Shechter's like, for or against? it was one of those like type of exchanges. Totally meaningless. I have no idea why I remember these things. But the fact is that Rav Huttner in his first Maimer on Purim speaks about the pasuk of Leitz Yake Upesi Ya'arem, meaning that you hit the lates, but the pesi gets some wisdom out of it. The lates himself does not get any wisdom out of it. And Rav Huttner explains, because leitzonos means that the person is mafchis everything of chashivos. Leitzonos means that nothing has value. And Rav Huttner's yesod is that a molek is a getter of leitzonos, right? Reishis goyim amolek v'achariso adei oved. Be'achres hayomim, we believe that all the nations of the world will turn sofa achas to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be beautiful. But not amolek. Amolek be'achres hayomim is going to be destroyed. You know why? Zok Rav Huttner, because amolek is a leitz. And a leitz is someone who has no sense of chashivas at all in the world. And because a leitz has no sense of chashivas, nothing is important for the leitz. So therefore, the leitz can never learn anything. And therefore, ba'achris hayomim, where the goal is that everyone should worship the Ribbono Shel Olam, Amalek won't be shayich to that. Because Amalek, right, is a leitz. By the way, don't think that leitzonos is something that's only shayich for Amalek, leitzonos in the sense of putting everything down. Shalom Karmi wrote a beautiful introduction to one of the traditions a number of years ago, where he wrote that one of the diseases that yeshiva guys have is the disease of knowing how to be mevatel everything. A yeshiva guy says, oh, so-and-so, you think he knows anything? Can he... there's a certain attitude that yeshiva guys have sometimes, that they are not machshiv anything. One of the reasons to try to follow sports is because when you follow sports, you realize that there's a yesod of an athlete who can accomplish certain physical attainments that are totally not shayach to me. And there's something that I respect. And being able to respect greatness, that itself is a very important value. Leitzonos is asur. Leitzonos means that you don't respect anything. Kol leitzonusa asura. Chot, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel. Mi leitzonusa davod azara. Avodah Zarah, not only are you not supposed to be machshev, but in Rav Huttner's understanding, not only is it also to be machshev, Rav Huttner's understanding is that leitzonos, it's not that it's mutter to be, to do leitzonos of Avodah Zarah, but you're supposed to do leitzonos of Avodah Zarah. I'm supposed to do it because Avodah Zarah is something that should have no chashivas to us, and we're supposed to lower it down. We're supposed to not respect it. And this is a very difficult thing in our world. In our world, where we want to respect everything, and we should respect people for being moral and good, etc. Adrab, 100%. I'm never going to, God forbid, say that we shouldn't do that, but at the same time, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we have to realize that Leitzanusa Avodah Zarah is a mutter, and perhaps even an obligation of some sort, because Avodah Zarah should have no chashivas. And Leitzanus means that you take away, it's almost Purim, so we're talking about Leitzanus, but Leitzanus means that we take away the chashivas of something. Okay, so this is the introduction. So now, question, is Christianity Avodah Zarah or not? Now, if you'd ask any Christian, and I don't mean just a Christian on the street, I mean a Christian theologian, anyone who knows the ins and outs, so they would say, of course we're not Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is paganism. Paganism, to worship many different forms, Eitzim va'avonim, that's not what Christianity is. There was a huge machlokas in the church in the 9th century, the icon controversy. And the icon controversy actually concluded that when they have depictions in churches, they're not depicting God. No, God, Chas v'Shalom, a real Christian would say, we're not depicting God, we're depicting Jesus. Jesus is a human form. Not God in the sense of God the Father. Christians have a tripartite or triune God. There's the Father, there's the Son, there's the Holy Ghost. Again, I apologize. I'm like the Rebbe Yeshiva who they bring in to teach you Christianity. Right, I guess that's my job. But there's a triune God, three parts. But Christians would say, we're not Avodah Zarah because we also worship Hashem Echad. We worship the true God, and we worship the human of Jesus, that ended up embodying that ultimate God. That's in their theology. And therefore, it's not really Avodah Zarah, because they also worship Hashem Echad. They also, and they say, Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, means that there are three parts to the true God. And this triune God is not Avodah Zarah. That's what they would say. Now, we have in Halacha two problems with the notion of a trinity, the notion of a triune God, of three parts of a God. One problem is what we'll be discussing at length today, which is called shituf. Shituf means, if you worship God and something else, is that tantamount to Avodah Zarah? There's another problem, however, which is called the incarnation. The incarnation in Christian thought means that God took on human form. Our notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot possibly have any form. No. Our notion of the Ikari HaEmuna is that God is beyond any description. God cannot take on any form. And therefore, the incarnation itself is a problem from our perspective. In Dr. David Berger, is probably the greatest mumch in Christianity we have here in Yeshiva. I'll take your question in like 30 seconds. Dr. Berger, in the back of his book on Lubavitch, and we're not going to comment further, but in the back of his book on Lubavitch, Dr. Berger has an essay, a number of essays about the notion of Christianity, and he points out that the Rishonim are really dealing with the question of Shituf, but presumably the question of incarnation should shed light on Shituf. Meaning that if you assume classical shituf, that means that I'm worshipping something else in order to access the true God. But I have a notion of a true God, but there's ki'ilu, like the flag of the Vatican has keys on it, no? That's their flag. Their yesod is that the Pope is the keys to access God. The keys in human form today. If someone would do that, that's the discussion of Shituf. But incarnation, to assume as they do, that the essence of God ended up in human form, that should shed light on Trinity and assume that Trinity is certainly Avodah Zarah. That's one of the points that David Berger makes, which I think is a very strong point. Again, I'm not a mumcha in Christian thought. I try to learn Tosfos. instead. But at the same time, I think that point itself is very important. Yeah, you had a question.
Yeah, once we're talking about like incarnation, presumably it sounds like more an issue of Kari Muna.
Minos rather than Avodah Zarah.
So when we also include a problem, like being, it seems to be a violation of Yichud Hashem also.
Right. In other words, the Rambam tells us in the Ikari HaEmunah that Achdus Hashem, Yichud Hashem, means that God is not one, but God is unique. God's uniqueness, the Rambam writes, is not the same type of thing as the uniqueness of any form or substance that can be broken down into component parts, etc. God is beyond all description. So yes, it would be a problem of that. The difference between Minus and Avodah Zarah requires a lot of analysis. But l'chol ha'pachos are issues of minos. Right, absolutely. And that's the point that we're trying to make just as an introduction. But let's talk about the question of the Trinity or the triune God as it is straight up, which is just a question of shituf. Is shituf considered avodah zarah? Believing in many different forces in addition to believing in God himself. So there are three shitas in Rishonim. Rambam, Meiri are the two extreme shitas, and in between we have a position of Tosis. The shita of the Rambam is, and this Rambam is found in the Perish HaMishnah in the first Perek of Avodah Zarah, Mishnah Gimel. It's found in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet. It's found in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam tells us, Vida, let me read from the Perish HaMishnah in Avodah Zarah. Vida, zok the Rambam. Shezos ha'uma ha'notzris ha'omedes b'tainas ha'mashiach. Okay, you recognize that? The Christian people who believe in Mashiach. By the way, we also believe in Mashiach. But there's one big difference. We believe Mashiach has not yet arrived, as opposed to believing that Mashiach has arrived and is coming back. Right? That's a fundamental difference. So this nation, this Christian nation, who believes in Mashiach, al chiluf kitusaha, with all of its different groups. The Rambam is sophisticated. Christianity means many different things in many different groups, no? There's Catholics, that's the standard approach of Christianity. There's the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church that broke off when in like the 3rd or 4th century they broke off. Then you have the various Protestant groups, right? Martin Luther believed that like each person should have access to the Bible on his own. Didn't he? I shouldn't say his or her, because he didn't believe that women should have access either. But each person should have access to the Bible on his own, and you don't really need the Pope, and the church was too corrupt, the church was selling indulgences, so Martin Luther broke off and established a Protestant church, and the Protestant church has many different forms. The Rambam was aware, the Rambam was before Protestantism, but the Rambam is aware that there are different groups of Christians. And Zuck the Rambam, despite the difference in the groups, kulam ovdei avodah zarah, they're all ovdei avodah zarah, v'idein kulan asurin, v'nohagen imahem b'chol ha'torah k'mo shenohagen im ovdei avodah zarah, v'yom rishon hu mechlal idein shel goyim, l'fikach ein muter loses loses imamen ha'mashiach v'yom rishon klal b'davar min advar. Zuck the Rambam, right, the first mission of Avodah Zarah, Gimel Yomim Ufnei Yideihem, you can't do business. The Rambam says Christians are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you can't do business with them. Ad kan devarim. And the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Machos Asuras that although Yishme'elim, their wine is Aser B'shtiyah, it's Mutter B'hanna'ah, but the Notzrim, their wine is Aser B'hanna'ah also. Rambam says Christians are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, not Muslims. But Christians, no? That's what the Rambam says. Now, this idea that the Rambam treats Shituf like Avodah Zarah probably stems from, and I should point out, by the way, that in terms of the secondary literature over here, much of what we're discussing you can find in Rabbi Bleich's article called Divine Unity in Maimonides, Tosis and the Me'ivi. It's republished in his book, The Philosophical Quest, that Yeshiva published probably 5 years ago. Dr. Berger, in his book about Lubavitch, etc. On the back page of your Makoro sheet, I give you many of the secondary sources, but the Rambam feels that Shitof is Avodah Zarah, because the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Avodah Zarah tells me that history of Avodah Zarah, that in the days of Enosh, people came and they said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. We want to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so amazing and great that it's hard to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own, so therefore we'll worship those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave some Shlita to. So we'll worship the sun and the moon and the Kochavim, etc. Right? Now what that means is that for the Rambam, does Heis Avodah Zarah, the beginning of Avodah Zarah, we may enosh ta'u, right? That's why the Rambam writes it, ta'u b'nei ha'adam, ta'us gadol, etc. What that means is for the Rambam, shitof, worshipping the Hashem Echad, worshipping the true Hashem, with other stuff, with the Shemesh and the Yareach, etc., that for the Rambam is Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the Rambam has to assume that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. No ifs, ands, or buts. There's really nothing to talk about within the Rambam in terms of mainstream poskim. There was one posek. I call him my predecessor in some ways, because I'm the rabbi of the non-Austrick Gemeindeschule in Washington Heights, no? Hey, Breuers is the Austrick Gemeinde. Rabbina Hirsch broke away from the mainstream community once they had reform. He broke away from it. And there was the Gross Gemeinde in German communities also, which was the mainstream, larger community that dealt with the others. Wasn't Austrit. Austrit was the, to quote Rav Schechter, quoting Rav Ruderman, this is the Yekesh HaMishigas. Right? It's that's Austrit. But the Gross Gemeinde had a Rav, Rabbi Marcus Horowitz. The Gross Gemeinde in Frankfurt am Main. So it's my predecessor. Frankfurt am Main, it is Frankfurt on the Hudson. Same town. Right? So the Gross Gemeinde in Frankfurt am Main had a Rabbi Marcus Horowitz. I say weird stuff, don't ask cautious. Right? Had a Rabbi Marcus Horowitz wrote the Tshuvas Matzah Levi. In the Tshuvas Matzah Levi, the Shaila was, and it's a Shaila that unfortunately has come up too often in our time. A church was destroyed, and they're collecting money for the building of the church. Are you, as an Orthodox Jew, allowed to contribute to the construction of this church? So, the Rishonim already speak about donating money to churches. It's not so pasha that it's mutter at all. Not pasha at all that it's mutter. But Rabbi Horowitz, in his Tshuvas, in the Matzah Levi, in Simin Chaf Ches, he's makel on Jews to donate to the construction of the church based on his read of the Rambam. Now, his read of the Rambam is probably a mistake in the Girsa in the Rambam. Many point this out later on. He assumes that the Rambam was saying that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. We just read the Rambam. It's very difficult. It's not. There's no real posek, to my knowledge, who will disagree within the Rambam. The Rambam is clearly saying Christianity is Avodah Zarah. The Tshuvas Matzah Levi is a collector's item. It happens that all these collector's items have been collected, no? There's Professor Mark Shapiro from Scranton. So he wrote an article in the Chovevei Torah Journal a number of years ago where he just put together all of these sources that try to have a more lenient view on Christianity. None of these are mainstream sources. Mainstream halacha, at least for the Rambam certainly, is that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Let's talk about the Me'iri. The Me'iri might be the Shita that is saying that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. You see, the Rishonim, at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, all grapple with the stira, the way Dr. Soloveitchik says that there's a contradiction between reality and text. The text says I'm not allowed to do business with the Goyim before their holiday. In reality, from a Yidin, the Galango Bar, it's doing business with the Goyim before the holiday. How could that be? So Tosis works very hard to answer these captures. In terms of lusis for lusis, maybe it only means animals, etc. Right? The first Tosis in Avodah Zarah works very hard. The Baliat Tosis, where Tosis has like five answers to the kasha. It's not pashut. not Pasha. The Me'iri comes along, and the Me'iri has a Yisod that answers all of the sugyas in Avodah Zarah. Right? The Mishnayos on Yudalet, for example, say that I'm not allowed to sell weapons to Goyim. But one of the businesses that Jews really earned money with was selling weapons. They had the medieval period, like types of shields that had like swords in the middle of them or something. It was an amazing trick that you could kill somebody and defend yourself at the same time. Maybe that. Right? So, but Jews earned money from these businesses. How did they do that? So the Me'iri has a Yisod that answers all the kashas. He says that all the dinim in the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah are talking about the nations of barbarians. When you have umos hagedurim bedarchei hadassos, when you have nations that are governed by the rule of war, so these nations that are governed by the rule of wars of the Me'iri, for them the halachos don't apply. The halachos don't apply to umos hagedurim bedarchei hadassos, and the Me'iri goes very far with this idea of umos hagedurim bedarchei hadassos. There's a Me'iri. In Meseches Yoma, in the Sugya of Pikuach Nefesh, unbelievable Me'iri. You know, we're not allowed to, technically speaking, Gafi Halacha, you're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for someone who is going to keep Shabbos, someone who's a Ben Bris. But someone who is not going to keep Shabbos, someone who's not Mibnei Datenu, we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for them, according to strict Halacha. Bismadeinu, the Halacha changed, quote unquote, because doctors are always Mechal Shabbos for people who are not B'nai Bris, based on various terms of Eva, of it will cause unpleasantness, discord, etc., which is similar to what Tosfos has in the first half of Avodah Zarah, to be met on doing business with Goyim before the holiday, based on the Kula of Eva, although you should point out that Tosfos rejects that teretz of Eva on Daf Beis and Avodah Zarah. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva uses Eva to a certain extent. And that's the kula that people have. But the Me'iri in Yuma, right, so you can be Mechal Shabbos for someone who is from Umos HaGedurim B'Darchei Hadassos, nations that are governed by the rule of law. That means that Christianity for the Me'iri does not have the halacha that you can't be Mechal Shabbos for them. Now you could say, but maybe it still is Avodah Zarah. But I have another Me'iri. There's a Me'iri in Harios, in Yud Aleph, where in the sugya of a mummer, and what's called a mummer, so the Me'iri writes like this, that someone who is a Meshubid L'Avodah Zarah, a Jew who begins to adopt Avodah Zarah positions, that person is Bichlal Haminim Hu, and therefore it's Moridim L'Omailan. Therefore you see the person, you push him in the pit, you see him in the bottom of the pit, you don't pick him up. Moridim L'Omailan. Dvarim Eilu, Kisha Adayin, Shem Yisrael Aleihim. Shekosha Shem Yisrael Allah, who mispatir Mechalas Hadas, Anshal Chamor, Ad Harbim, Nishan Asamin, who give me Shein Lodas. If you're Yisrael and you take on Avodah Zarah, then you become a min. Ha, kosha yotzam in hakal legamrei, v'nazno ben das acheres, harehu etzweinu kibnei oza hadas, shun nipnas bo l'chol dovar, chut migit in kedushin. But if you enter a das, you enter a lawful society, you, a Jew, rachmano etzlan, you can't say it. Right? But a Jew becomes a Christian, but the Me'iri, that person is not a min. Now, I remember in an Orthodox forum a number of years ago, Dr. Berger presented a paper where he pointed out this Me'iri and other Me'iris. Jacob Katz made these Me'iris famous years ago. And the pashtus is that the Me'iri is saying that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. Now, the Me'iri means that the definition of Avodah Zarah are people who are not governed by the rule of law. People who are governed by the rule of law, so the Me'iri is not giving them the laws of Avodah Zarah. Even a Jew who, Rahmana Watzlam, becomes a Christian, the Me'iri is saying such a Jew is not considered a min. Now, why would this be? Why would the Me'iri take a different view than everyone else? So Rabbi Bleich, in that article which I mentioned, Rabbi Bleich has a wild theory. He tells that the Me'iri, by the way, when did the Me'iri live? Where did he live? Anyone? Dun, dun, dun. Huh? 1300s, good. Where? He died in 1306, so he lived in the 1300s. Good enough. Right. And where did he live? Provence, which is? Southern tip of France, called the French Riviera. It's a place where people go on vacation. Right? So that's where the Me'iri lives. The Me'iri, says Rabbi Bleich, was exposed to not standard Christians, but to Christian heretics. Heretics in the sense of his Christians were not actually over the Avodah Zarah. His Christians were Unitarians. There is Arayam Azeh, groups of Unitarian Christians. There's the Unitarian Christian Church, blah, blah, blah. No? Whatever it is. The Me'iri says that Rabbi Bleich was exposed to Christian Kofrim. And that's why his notion of Christianity is different than all the other Rishonim. Dr. Berger is a historian. He says, whoa, what, you need evidence for this. Hey, it's brilliant. Rabbi Bleich is really smart, by the way. But Lemaisa, you need some evidence to say that Christianity, that the Me'iri is exposed to different types of Christians. We have no evidence for that. Rather, the Me'iri probably had a different definition of Christianity. In the sense that for the Me'iri, because Christians have das, they have some rule of law, therefore they are not obey Avodah Zarah. The question, though, comes up. Okay, so Naniach that the Me'iri holds this way. Are we entitled to hold this way? Is the Me'iri an acceptable shitas of Rishonim? Now, this Me'iri was not completely unknown. There's a famous line of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish has like a overarching hasaga on the Mishnah Brura. How come the Mishnah Brura uses new svarim like the Me'iri? No? And the Chazon Ish says that these new svarim shouldn't be relevant to a halacha. But this particular Me'iri, the Chazon Ish's question is, that these new svarim, like the Me'iri, were not known, and maybe they were not known for a deliberate reason. Right? Maybe they were hidden, and they're not part of, Chagas Mitzvah, Mesorah is a big topic, but they're not part of the Mesorah. Right? That's the Chazon Ish's argument. And that is a tempting argument to reject every Me'iri as not being relevant to halacha, but first of all, the Mishnah Berurah, who clearly is a major posek also, did accept Me'iris, right? No sapakach, this particular Me'iri, the Chazon Ish cannot be talking about, because this particular Me'iri was known on the Shahr Blat in the Vilna, on the Daf in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Zayin, on the page itself, in the Sugya of Tos Achim. So the Shita Mekubetzes is quoted on the page, quoting this Me'iri. Usually Shita Mekubetzes are not on the page, no? This one's on the page. Again, was this because the censor put it there? Ken Zayin, it doesn't matter though, because that means that it's part of our tradition. So this particular Me'iri, that Ulos Hagadur Vidarke Hadassos are governed by different sorts of rules and are not to be treated as Ovdei Avodah Zarah, this particular Me'iri was well known. Do we paskin like this Me'iri? Well, in the Mark Shapiro world, in that article that we mentioned before, he gives you all of the authorities who paskin like the Me'iri. I'll give you one. Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog was a major posek, no? He was the first Ashkenazi rabbi of the state of Israel. Because Maren HaRav Kook, right, was pre-state, no? So Rav Herzog, a friend of Livracha, tried to put together a constitution for the state of Israel, Al Pi Das Torah. Ad HaYom Hazeh, the state of Israel does not have a constitution. Right? Israeli courts, the Bagats, will rule based on British common law or some weird relics of Turkish law that still hung around. There's no constitution. Many people, well, there's already a constitution in Israel, including around her. So again, he has a sefer, it's called Kali Yisrael, he mishpatei Yatzorah. We put together all of his articles about how could you envision a Jewish state that's governed by halacha that operates in the modern world. You know, since Korban Habayis, since the year 70 of the Common Era, we have not had autonomy. Suddenly we have autonomy. What does it look like? You missed 1900 years. What does it look like? Rav Herzog tried to work on it. One of the big questions is, should we all have a mulatim or a halacha? Famous article that he has in Tchumen, quoting from Rav Herzog's pieces, and in this book, that's from Kali Yisrael, he has this extensively. What about minority rights? What about minority rights? Do we assume that there's an obligation to destroy all the churches in Medinas Yisrael? Because, remember, the Torah says, V'ibatem eshema min hamokam hahu, we're supposed to destroy Avodah Zarah. And even if you're going to tell me that that mitzvah doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, l'chol hapachos it applies, so do we have an obligation to destroy churches? The answer is no. Is that clear? The answer is no. We're not supposed to go and burn churches in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? If you're a halachist, you have to deal with that question. Pachimum yet. Right? So the answer is, says Rav Herzog, will be somei on the Me'iri. Now, when you realize what Rav Herzog is doing, he's saying, when the stakes are this great, Kiyum HaMedina, right? Can you have a Jewish... You know what? They accuse us of being with the Taliban anyway. But this is mamish the Taliban, more than the Taliban. Right? To have to... Rebbeinu the Kol Yoma. So Rav Herzog says, for this, it's such a shas and chag gadol, you rely on this day of the Me'iri. But the position of the Me'iri, that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, should not be relied on for other things. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted by Rabbi Bleich. Rabbi Bleich usually doesn't quote the Rav, no? You notice that? He quotes like, he'll quote Australian journals of cow science, but he won't quote Rav Soloveitchik. It's interesting. But, Rabbi Bleich, in that article, he quotes that Rabbi Heshi Reichman, in an interview in the Hamvasser ones, said that the Rav said about this Me'iri that it's merely a collector's item. It's not to be used lahalacha. Well, the Me'iri should not be used lahalacha. What's the shita that is used lahalacha? So the shita is used lahalacha probably is the shita of Taisus. Remember, Rambam holds Christianity is full-fledged Avodah Zarah. Me'iri probably has a different definition of Avodah Zarah, where in Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, but the Me'iri is rejected. The Mechaber, by the way, does quote the Lashon HaRambam straight up, no? Shulchan Aruch is written just through the great thing on Microsoft Word called cut and paste. Right? Shulchan Aruch is cutting and pasting Rambam straight up. So I can't say that the Rambam is not quoted on Shulchan Aruch, but what I can say is that Ashkenazi Jewry have a different Mesorah, which is the Mesorah of the Balei HaTaisus. The Mesorah of the Balei HaTaisus is somewhat complicated. In Taisus and Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Samach Gimel Mud Beis, Gemara tells us, the Amar Avua de Shmuel, Asur la Adam Shiyasa Shutvisim Hanachri, Shema Yeskayev al Shvua, Venishba Babu de Zara Shalom, Vatora Amra, La Yisham Avicha. I'm not allowed to enter a partnership with a guy. You enter a partnership, the partners are going to have to sometimes work out issues about the partnership, and they'll swear to each other. I'm not allowed to have a guy swear to me. So therefore the Gemara says, I can't enter a partnership with the guy. The Balei HaTaisus are bothered by the Kasha. What about Christians? Can you enter a partnership with your local Christian neighbors? Shaila halacha l'maisa, right? The Balei HaTaisus deal with. Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, Rashbam says that you're not allowed to accept a Shavuah from a guy. Because when the guy swears, and by guy the Rashbam meant a Christian, right? We have the text of their shavuas. The text of their oaths involved swearing by Jesus and the holy saints and God. Right? That's a text. That's a text of shutfis. Shutfis in the sense of not entering a business partnership, but shitov. But, right? Invoking God and other powers. Says Rashbam, you can't accept it. No. End of conversation. But Rabbi Nutam says, it's mutter l'kabal himenu shavua kodem sheyapsit. Rabbi Natan says, no, you're allowed to accept Shavuos from a goy. So you shouldn't lose money. Even though, right, they're going to swear. Nonetheless, Bismanaza Kula Nishbaim the Kadashim Shaheim, the ain't tosin bahem elahos. Says the Rabbi Natan, when they swear to the saints, and they don't attribute divinity to the saints. Again, this year we'll not go into how Christians view their saints. That's already advanced Christianity. That's not for standard Mashiach. But Zuck the Rabbi Natan ain't tosin bahem elahos. Even though they mention in their Shavua, they mention Jesus, they mention Shem Shamayim, I should say, they mention Shem Shamayim. When they say Shem Shamayim, they're thinking about, right, Jesus, right? By the way, traditionally we don't say his name, even, no? Traditional Jews call him Yashkin, not Jesus. My father remembers as a kid in Montreal, the French Catholics used to beat him up walking to school, and they had a poem that they used to recite, Yashka Pandrik looked in bed, up the front of the marriage. No? Anyone want to translate? Basically, that Yashka Pandrik is in hell. Up the Pandrik means he's all nailed up like a horse. Right? That's a tradition. My sister married David Berger's son. So one time when the Bergers were over for a Shabbos meal, my father mentioned the story, and David Berger was in a spa'el that like someone knew this poem, because this was a classic medieval Yiddish poem that Jews would say when going and beating them up. My father's like, yeah, all of my friends in Montreal knew this, because the French Catholics used to beat us up. This is what we said. Okay. Not so long ago, Chefer. And our country just... we got to be scared. It's not pashut. What's going on in our country now also, but I'm eating up in my shogun threats. Not pashut. Oh. So Zotaisis, even though they mention Shem Shamayim, right? V'kabalos on the Dabar Akeh, when they mention God, they are thinking about Jesus, not God. Mikol makom ein zeh shem avodas kol kodem. Jesus is not an Avodah Zarah per se. Gam daitom la osa shamayim, afavi shemishatim, shem shamayim, bedava acher, lo asher da osa libum achim lashatik, etc. So Tosis says that they say God, when they say God, they're thinking about Jesus, and there's no issue to cause others to be lashatik. Now, there are two ways of being this place. In the Pisrei Tshuva in Yerideya, in Simin, the Pesach Tshuva, yeah, that's in Kuf Mem Zayin. The Pesach Tshuva quotes these 2 days. The Note of Yehuda says that the Magal of the Fumah of the Inshi, that for Taisus, Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, is wrong. All Taisus means is that you're allowed to accept the Shavua. When they swear, the Nusach of the Shavua in Baal Shita. But the worship of Christians for the Bali HaTaisis clearly is Avodah Zarah. That's what Nodi Bihuda says. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes another opinion that the Bali HaTaisis and the Shach seems to assume this way, based on the Rambam. The Bali HaTaisis is saying that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. But let's be careful here. What the Bali HaTaisis mean is that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah for a goy. The Bali HaTosis, in their worldview, understand that Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach are fundamentally different than the Taryag Mitzvahs. Let me explain. There is overlap, no? There's certain mitzvahs, I'm not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, Goy can't worship Avodah Zarah. I'm not allowed to steal, Goyim can't steal. There are certain mitzvahs at Parsha Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach that we have and they have also. But for the Bali HaTosis, the mitzvahs of a Jew are different than the mitzvahs of Goyim. Even though it's the same mitzvah. Gezel for Jews means even pachas mishavah pruta. For Goyim it doesn't. The issur to teach Torah to Goyim, according to the Bali HaTosis in Chagiga Yudalin, means out gezel. Gezel for Goyim is a different definition of gezel than is for Jews. For me, as a Yid, gezel means don't take mamon. Pachas Mishavah Pruta is not mammon. It's not Aser Altsgezel. It might be Aser Mishum Tzad. But it's not Aser Altsgezel. But B'nei Noyach, right? There's a different definition of Gezel. And similarly, the Balei Hatosis hold that for B'nei Noach, there's a different definition of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah for a Jew means only worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah for B'nei Noach means failing to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu plus, for B'nei Noach, that might not be Avodah Zarah as understood by the Ramah and the Shach's definition of this Taisus. The note of Yehuda says Taisus doesn't mean it. But the Ramah and the Shach are saying that Taisus holds that Shitav is not Avodah Zarah for Christians. Because they're worshipping Hashem Echad with other stuff. But for a Jew, that would be Avodah Zarah. No? In Lomdus, there's a different definition of Avodah Zarah for Jews and for Goyim, even according to the lenient version of understanding the Taisus. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam's position that you're allowed to do business with Goyim because you need the money is very difficult. One thing I know as an Orthodox rabbi is just because you need money, I can't be made on Yisurim. No, I don't work on Shabbos even though I need money. Actually, I do work on Shabbos, I'm a rabbi. That's different. But the fact is, you're not allowed to, right, violate Yisurim to get money. It probably has something to do with the fact that the Ritva writes in Megillah that the Isser to be Mekabel Shavuot from a Nachri is not a full-fledged Isser, it's a Midas Chasidus. And Rabbeinu Tam is probably following those positions. There are other approaches as well about how Hefzik can be a Kula for the Rabbeinu Tam. But be it as it may, we have three Shitas HaRishonim. Rambam says it's pure Avodah Zarah. Me'iri says it's not Avodah Zarah. Balei HaTosfos say for Jews it is Avodah Zarah. And the classic Mahalach of Halacha has always been that for Jews Christianity is Avodah Zarah. And therefore, there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. If a guy, meaning a Christian, is chasing after you with a knife and wants to kill you, are you allowed to run into a church to save your life? Or is it Yehoreg V'al Ya'avar to go into a church? No? Huge discussion, right? Maris Ayin in Christianity. Huge discussion, right? The Achronim have discussions, we've shown them to have discussions, everyone's talking about it, but the standard approach among Orthodox Jews has always been that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. We follow the position of the Balei HaTosfos. It might not be Avodah Zarah for them. And therefore, in terms of our attitude to dealing with non-Jews in a Hashgafa approach, we respect them. They are wonderful, beautiful people. But we can't do that. We can't give money to churches. We can't enter a church. In 2009, there was a whole discussion that there used to be a president in this country called Barack Obama. Some of us miss him. And President Obama, at his inauguration, invited a rabbi, Rabbi Lookstein, to make a presentation in the National Cathedral. And Rabbi Lookstein went. And then the RCA, again, RCA is sometimes not very smart. But I will say, Dachman Fashtein, you have to understand that certain things don't have to be broadcast to the entire world. Right, so you put out a press release that Rabbi Solon's, Rabbi Lookstein's in violation of the halacha because he went into our church. Right, give up. Right, it's just nothing good could come of this. Right, but he did. And then it became a whole discussion, and some tried to defend what Rabbi Lookstein did because there are kulas in Shulchan Aruch that if someone is makur of malchus, the person is allowed to, and you're there kufayin pets, if you're makur of malchus, you're allowed to like grow your hair long. That's in the Zutaki HaNori, but we're making that for makur of malchus. Rebbe Chanan has about this in Bava Kamma. There's a large discussion about megadli glorious for someone who's makur of malchus. So this particular rabbi tried to defend what Rabbi Lookstein did, and he said, listen, if it's a mutter to do a real Isra like Darkei HaEmori, because you're Makur of Malchus, It should be mutter to go into a church if you're Makur for Malchus, because going into a church isn't a full fledged Isser, it's only Maris Ayin of the Nisi. You're not worshipping them like this at Rav Asher Shalom. It just appears like you are. Now, this argument is very difficult. First of all, the Beis Yosef and Kofayim Chess over there has different approaches as to what the heter is. One approach, that the heter from a Kofa Malchus in the Gadol Pleuris, is just because Mesaran HaKosov L'Hachonim, no? There are certain halachos that the Torah handed over and allowed the rabbis to define. Melachon Chalomoed is the paradigm of this, no? Chagigi Yud Ches. That so there, maybe that's the answer for the heter. Maybe that's a special din that the iser of Darkei Amori is you don't want to look like a guy. But in the situation that person is going because he's with Kurban Malchus to help the Jews, maybe in that case it doesn't, the iser doesn't apply. To assume that Kurban Malchus is a heter to go into the church is very difficult. Very difficult. No, Safalkach, I would argue that Kurban Malchus probably means like Malcolm Holmline is Makur for Malchus. If you're the head of the Conference of Presidents of major American Jewish organizations, that's Makur for Malchus. But a rabbi, even a rabbi of a prominent show, who doesn't have an ongoing relationship with the power to be, I don't think that's the type of Makur for Malchus that we'd be make on cutting the hair for it, even. I don't think so. This was a whole discussion. One of the rabbis told a story that's very hard to believe. The story that he asked the Tzitz Eliezer, whether this is Mutan, the Tzitz Eliezer said that in a certain case you'll have to go into a church and look as rabbinic as possible, even wear a yarmulke. Very hard to believe. It's not pashut that it's Mutan to go into churches at all. Now, there is a discussion in that YCT Torah Journal, they point out that some of the British chief rabbis did go into Westminster Abbey for various functions. It happened. At the same time, again, perhaps if you're the chief rabbi of England, the Heter Makur for Malchus actually applies, it doesn't apply in these cases. Also, Lav Dafka was it being done for its own chacham, and it might have been a mistake. It's not so pasha. It's not pushing at all that it's mutter. I'm speaking about this now because I brought this book. You know, if Purim is coming up, that means Pesach is coming up also. So this is called the Open Orthodox Haggadah. Okay? So the Open Orthodox Haggadah on page 37-38. Even earlier, page 36. One second. Did I mark the wrong page? Yeah. 36, 37, 38. The Open Orthodox Haggadah has a discussion about how we interact with our Christian neighbors. And this rabbi who wrote this Haggadah was invited to give a speech at the inauguration of Muriel Bowser as mayor of Washington in 2015. And he went. And he went and he based it on Rabbi Lookstein going to the National Cathedral in 2009. And he says he doesn't like Rabbi Lookstein's argument because Rabbi Lookstein is basically saying you're allowed to violate Jewish law in certain cases. But, and it's based on this response of the Rush 1917. That response of the Rush 1917 is that you're allowed to go into a church and they're chasing after you with a knife. And it's not Yehar Gval Yavar. And then he goes on and he says, in his opinion, there's a better way of answering this issue. He says, the whole argument of the RCA is based on the premise that Christians are allowed to believe in the Trinity, but as from their perspective, it's a form of monotheism. But from the perspective of Jews, it's not a form of monotheism. However, he could argue that Christianity is not a Mizora at all. There's another factor here, which is not discussed openly in the sources. These legal opinions are based on hundreds of years in which Jews are brutally and viciously persecuted by medieval and early modern Christians. But in our world, we have to accept that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. I have, again, if we're speaking frankly and openly, I know I got dragged into this whole issue about women rabbis. Women rabbis are the least of the issues with open orthodoxy. Avodah Zarah is a much bigger problem. It seems to me that to give a psak that you're allowed to go into churches, and there were terrible incidents, by the way. There are churches that have been firebombed, and what you do, again, as a rabbi in your community, the people of faith are suffering, you have to reach out to them, and you have to try to be mechazik them somehow. But we also have a shulchan aruch, and we have halacha. I don't know if it's mutter to give money to the donate money to build a church. Right? Some of the Bali Atoises are mako. If you earmark your funds, then I'm building not the sanctuary of the church. I'm building some other room. Some of the Bali Atoises are mako in those cases. There are ways to get around it through that. To go into a church for a joint prayer service to be mechazik, that's what this rabbi himself did. After a terrible episode down in D.C., he went to a church to pray with them, to be mechazik them. This goes against probably 1,000 years of halachic history that we have treated Christianity like Avodah Zarah. The argument that in their times Christians hurt Jews, but today Christians are good to Jews, I don't think that has... It's true, Baruch Hashem. Today we live in a Malchus Shel Chesed. Today, especially after Vatican II, the Christians are much nicer to the Jews than they were before. And 100%, that's something that we're very appreciative for. But it doesn't change the fundamental emunah of Christianity as being Avodah Zarah. Yes, we're very appreciative that Christians are nicer to us. 100%. Thank you. 100%. But Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. And saying that to my dessert doesn't mean that we look down negatively on these people, because, listen, from your perspective it's not Avodah Zarah, from my perspective it is Avodah Zarah. Right? That's the position of the Bali Atosis. It seems to me that there's really no heter to go into a church. There's no heter to go into a church at all. That's all I have to say. If there are any questions, I can take questions. What?
Good Purim Torah.
Good Purim Torah. The problem is it's not Purim Torah. Purim Torah is supposed to be funny. No, seriously, again, to rely on Rav Herzog, right, you have to understand the Shas HaPchak Gadol of... to say that there's not only have to destroy every single church in the state of Israel, so for that I'll rely on the Me'iri. But as an individual rabbi, to go and to ingratiate ourselves with government, with low-level government officials, and to violate what has historically been in Israel Avodah Zarah, it seems to me this is a very real problem. This is a very real problem. Yes, sir?
What is the basic Israel going into church? Is it because of Mar Sinai?
I think the Israel going into church is Avodah Zarah, that is Zion. The Gemara says, there's one Isser that you can't enter near Minos. There's a Perish Mishnah in Abayi Zara, you're not allowed to walk through. It's probably an Isser because anything that because the Torah, if it's Dairaisa, Kahalabadia feels it's Dairaisa, it's Eliezer feels it's Dairaisa, others feel it's Rabbanon. But at the Torah, the Chachamim felt you're not allowed to come close to Avodah Zarah. You can't come close to Minos. I don't think it's Maris Ayin. I don't think it's... Everyone knows that the rabbi who's there for the service, wearing his yarmulke, blessing the official, is not worshipping Kiduzeh. Everybody knows that. It's not Maris Ayin. It's a fundamental... and whether Maris Ayin, everyone helps or not, like if you're on Yerideya, Sinin, pay test. It's a big discussion. It seems to me like Chazal felt like coming close to Avodah Zarah itself is a problem. You're not allowed to come within Dalam Amos of a base of Avodah Zarah. You can't go, you know, go near it. Again, many churches today we assume isn't considered a base of Avodah Zarah in that sense that you're allowed to go within Dalam Amos perhaps, although I think you should be makar in that as well. It's not pashut. It's not at all pashut. Yeah.
Is it Would the flip side be true to, for a rabbi to invite a Christian?
I think that's much better. We believe that our form of worship, our religion, is the correct religion. To invite others, let's say, to worship in my synagogue, if they're going to worship my way, kol hakavod. To have a joint prayer service in a shul where they're doing Christian prayers, I think, is very problematic. Probably not potentially Yehari Val Yavar. Going into a church is potentially Yehari Val Yavar. It's a serious issue. By the way, Maris Ayin of Avol Dezer might be Yehari Val Yavar also. That's 2 days in the Ran. It's Machlokes Ran and Rashba about if money falls down in front of the Getchka, you're allowed to bend down and pick up your money, no? That's a Purim sugya. Purim. Right? Mordechai lo yikrav lo yishtachaveh. Right? Why not? Because Haman either made himself an Avodah Zarah, or Haman had an Avodah Zarah that was woven onto his garments. No? Different approaches in the Midrashim. Right? It's only Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. So the Goyim quotes the Mordechai lo yikrav lo yishtachaveh in the context of whether Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah is Yehag Val Yavar. The Goyim quotes that. They're in Yeridea, Kuf Mem Tes. Where should they be? Yeah.
And was a shayla for a Salem also, or that's
a what?
For a Salem, there's also.
So at Salem is a discussion. So first of all, when the Rishon talk about Salem, talking about a crucifix, not a cross. At Salem, we paskin is not dino ka'avodah zarah. There's a discussion that I allowed to daven in the room with it. So I remember my mother years ago had open heart surgery in St. Francis Hospital. So every single room in the hospital had a big crucifix on it. Where can you daven? You're allowed to daven facing that. Rav Schechter told me that most of the Afranim Fila, Zeylan, is Dino Pitzoa. And Sava is a Dino Yerova Pa Ervas Dovar, so if you face a different direction, right, it's then it's Machlokes HaRishon, but so is it then in the smell and the Re'i, you know? Whatever. So that's another. There's a lot of discussions about Avodah Zarah in terms of Christianity in our world. It seems to me that, like, the Rosh Hashiva in the Chol Vavei a few years ago after the church bombings in Charleston encouraged everyone to donate money to the churches in Charleston. I think that's very problematic. Again, for me, I have to admit, like, and I encouraged everyone when, like, the OU came and they asked about this. I'm like, you know, we have to define Orthodoxy. Open Orthodoxy has far greater issues than women rabbis. This is a much bigger problem, Lefianius Day. Okay, I'm sorry for giving too much hashkafa over here, but I'm always happy to discuss these things. Okay, we should have a good day, Chevra.